Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a dive into the five elements when it comes to classical Chinese medicine. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. So happy to have you here again. Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. And I'm your host, Jessica Bravo. If you're new here, make sure to click that subscribe button and hit the notification bell to know when new episodes come out every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And join the Holistic Me community on Facebook for our live Wellness Wednesday episodes. So, with that out of the way, I do want to mention that this is a new mini series that it starts right here with this episode. We're doing a five element overview in regards to classical Chinese medicine and how five elements plays a role. It's going to be a whole mini series. I'm going to dive into each element further within each episode that will be part of this. But today we're doing a general overview to give you a better understanding of how all of this ties in together and what that means when we talk about Chinese medicine and even applying it to acupuncture. So, what are the five elements in Chinese medicine? We've got fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. Each of these elements is a representation or is represented by a set of channels, as well as various either signs or symptoms that can be associated to these energies and also apply to those channels as well that correspond within those elements, and various temperatures, environments, things of that nature that can affect us as well as our outward behavior from within. So, for example, the fire element, this is associated with the heart and small intestine channel, which are yin yang channel pairs to be exact. And if you've missed our yin yang mini series, go ahead and check that out. I'll leave a link here for you. So, this fire element again corresponds to the heart and small intestine yin yang pairs, channel pairs, as well as the triple burner or triple warmer, san jiao channel, and the pericardium channel yin yang pairs. So there's really four channels that correspond or fall within this fire category, but the main ones being the heart and small intestine. Now it may be obvious that for the fire element, one of the things that fall within this category is that it is represented by heat. All right. It's also represented by the body area of the tongue. So we can see because the heart is connected to the tongue as well. There is a connection that we can see some symbolism within the tongue. If there's any issues, underlying issues going on with the tongue physically, we can look at just fire energy in general, but also look at the heart channel. The associated color for the fire energy or fire element is red. It's also related to joy, right? This joyous energy. If you think about just somebody who's fiery in nature, they can tend to be really joyful and happy people. The season that's associated with fire is summer, which makes sense, right? Going back to that heat aspect. The taste associated with fire is bitter, and the direction that's associated with fire is south. So all of these different things tie in to give us a bigger picture of fire energy and the five within the five element theory of what is associated with fire. Now, there's so much more to dive into within each of these elements, but one of the important things I want to make note of is the orientation of the elements to each other on a five element star chart. So one of the important things I want to make note of here with this five element star chart is the generating cycle. So what's really interesting is the way these are oriented to each other. And my favorite is the generating cycle. And that means basically this parent-child relationship that exists between the five elements. So earth is the parent energy to metal. Metal is the parent energy to water. Water is the parent energy to wood, and wood is the parent energy to fire. So if you think even from just a natural world perspective, which is really what this is following, the earth provides or can create metal, right? Metal comes from the earth. And then metal can hold or be a vessel for water or give water direction. Water is able to feed wood to grow, and wood can create fire or be the source of fuel for fire. And fire, when a fire burns, it can generate the earth. So there's this beautiful relationship happening here between the elements on this parent-child perspective, but there's also a supporting relationship. And so if we look at this, you know, the generating cycle is this circular motion, clockwise motion on the chart. The elements that support each other are in this star-shaped format. So for example, as you see here, fire supports metal, metal supports wood, wood supports earth, and earth supports water. And again, this other relationship aspect is so amazing because fire can mold metal, right? We use fire, we heat metal in order to bend it. We use fire and we can make different things with that metal using that heat source or that fire source. Then the metal can be used to cut wood. Wood supports and holds earth in place. Think about the roots of trees, right? It holds the earth in place, keeps erosion from happening. Then the earth can also give way to water as far as creating, think about streams and rivers, right? The earth provides the channels or the pathways that water will take. And lastly, water can put out fire. So again, if we think back to that yin yang miniseries, and again, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's all about balance, and these five elements need to maintain a balance within themselves. And even their yin-yang aspects of each element need to be maintained and in balance. So it's this beautiful world that you can dive into and really understand what role it plays, not only in nature, but within our body and within our physical and spiritual, mental, emotional self. And it's a beautiful, beautiful process to dive into, not only in your own healing journey as you try to uncover and connect the dots for maybe some of the health concerns you've had throughout your life, or maybe you're just curious about some of the more profound ways in which your body really works. And for me, as an acupuncturist, as a Reiki master, as a holistic healer, when I meet a new patient and they start to hear their story and see the connections and make the connections for them even of what is out of balance or what needs some attention, what needs to be supported, what needs to be strengthened, what needs to be maybe quelled a little bit, brought back down to baseline and in order to help the other ones, other elements reach homeostasis, right? If one is too fire, you know, fire comes up a lot because fire is an energy that really rises. So is wood. If it's too strong, then the other ones will become depleted. Going back to that mother-child relationship real quick, if the child is too needy or takes too many resources from the parent, from the mother, then the mother can become weakened. Think about in real world scenario, right? Where a mother is exhausted by a child who is just constantly asking for attention or constantly taking from the mother's energy, and the mother doesn't have the time to really care for herself or rest and rejuvenate and recover from the day's activities, right? If that's happening over time, the mother becomes depleted and the child is just like running amok and the mother can't keep up, right? So we want to nourish the mother then and help the child kind of calm back down as well, in order for the mother to come back into balance as well and keep them on an even playing field, so to speak. So really beautiful relationships that happen, or patterns that we can see within ourselves, within our system. Again, mind-body perspective for our healing journey, to really understand and gain a deeper connection to ourselves and what's going on within us. I think it's a beautiful process to try to understand how these elements play a role in our life. And that's what I hope to do with the rest of this mini series. So make sure to stay tuned as we dive into each element, gain more insights on the various aspects of each of these elements and how you can use this information in order to promote healing and wellness in your own journey. Whoo! Just a quick reminder, if you haven't already, make sure to check out our Facebook group, the Holistic Me Community. Join me there every Wednesday for our live Wellness Wednesday episode. And also make sure to check out the Wellness Within decks. You can go to wellnesswithindex.com. I have the Anxiety and Stress Edition that came out last fall, ready for you to purchase. And the new deck that is coming out soon, the Sleep Edition, is available for pre-order. So make sure to get your copies today so that you can start incorporating these wonderful classical Chinese medicine principles into your daily self-care routines with a really simple hands-on tool. I'm so grateful for all of you for being here, taking the time to learn and grow and heal along with me on this journey. So until next time, my friends, stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.